Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergey is tied up, or maybe he's tying someone up, you know, with stitches in the ER. And Frank's with us for 2 hours, and we'll be talking about five-minute university lessons that both Frank and I will be teaching, and we'll be talking about appliances and all kinds of things that you need to know that are not taught in school. Welcome, Frank.
How are you? I think your laugh was nice, but it's cold up here where I am. And I hear there's going to be a big snowstorm. You know, well, anyway, I'm finer than that. Yeah. What were you going
to
talk?
Yeah, Frank. I wanted to ask you.
College must now. What? How many feet high now?
Well, it literally, it's about 4 feet tall. It's spiral bound notebooks. I'm looking at it. It's higher than the studio desk, which is a standard, you know, 30 inch desk height. It's much higher than that. But it's true. It's true. So it's, you know, it's 13 years of broadcasting, teaching, and then lots of little things that, you know, I found that you can learn very quickly. You know, Frank, in that line of thinking, I wanted to ask you. So you live somewhat remotely, right? In northern Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your nearest neighbors are not like 10 feet away. We had one of our instructors, Linus Ertley, and he'd come to the meetups, you know, for years when we had them. And he was an on-call insurance adjuster. And there was a storm, Superstorm Sandy in the East Coast. So they had him go out from Missouri to the East Coast, and he came back to the meetup and he said, "You won't believe it. Do you know that houses are so close together that you can touch two of them at the same time?" He said, "You can stand between them and you can touch one house with one hand and the other house with the other hand. That's how close they are together." Now, some people live like that. I'd prefer not to. And so you live in an area that's way more remote than that, right?
Well, just 18 years ago, I did live in a big city, and I for sure you can touch each other's house. One of the greatest difficulties when we were doing a heating system in this big city is, where in the world am I going to put the venting so it doesn't destroy the other customers? And many a time, to follow the code, we had to go like 12 feet high on an alleyway. So, but I'm glad I'm not there anymore. Yes, yeah. I have a bit of land around me, not as much as a big farm, but enough that my neighbors, I can hardly see them. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I was reading a forum last night about generators, and people were saying, I was reading this. Well, I was watching this YouTube video. It was a short video, but it was really a commercial. It said, like, what's better, Kohler or Generac? And they were talking about the noise level. And then I was reading some of the comments, because it was really a commercial. It sounded like it was a commercial for Generac, although it was disguised as, let's compare these two generator brands, which is better, like whole house generator. And then the comments were like, really, your neighbors are going to hate it. You know, I'm paraphrasing. Your neighbors are going to hate the noise that these things make if you live close to your neighbors. That's true. It's true because Arjun sent me many emails over the last several months. He has a neighbor who was running his generator. Evidently, the electricity was not present at this guy's house, so this guy just stuck a generator in the front yard and was running it nonstop, 24 hours a day. And Arjun wanted to know, you know, what can you do about that? And I said, well, you probably have only 29 days to worry about it because it's only going to last 30 days. Because...
I haven't heard from
you have to change
all.
The oil in every single
he
day.
He was such an inspiration to me, how he went, and I always got a kick. I've been wanting to do his electrical, and you guys were explaining to him. Okay. Yeah, he was your beautiful
well,
student
it,
that he was.
He's a great guy.
Yes.
He's an instructor. He was a student and is an instructor,
yes,
very much like you and others here at USA Prepares. But he decided he was going to be a landlord, so he bought a house, and he's going to come on with us. Oh my gosh! You know, he'd say, "What do you think about this?" And I'd say, "Well, make sure you have a lease, and that if in your lease you want to have some terms, like if another person comes in there, you charge another $35 for each additional person. So it's going to be one person, and then it was going to be like a couple." And pretty soon it's like six. So he was really glad that he had that in the lease. And he said, you know, what about dogs? And I said, well, don't worry about the dogs or pets. Worry about the owners of the pets. Because the owners lock them inside and then the pets tear up the place. So, you know, I was kind of tongue in cheek there. And I said, have an additional pet fee for each pet. And pretty soon there are maybe four or five or six, you know, dogs in the house. And pretty soon the neighbors are outraged. And it turned into a real nightmare. So Arjun's going to talk about his experience with being a landlord. And it was like, it was, there were a lot of lessons that he could have learned, and he learned them all.
Yeah, he was definitely an inspiration
terrible.
To me as a student. Oh, you know, he was, he was a funny guy.
Yeah.
when do you
he's,
have him
he's,
on?
You know, he's,
is it every now and
very
then?
Bright.
Or?
Well, it's whenever he's free. He's an IT guy, you know,
right.
A software guy, a web guy. He's on the road, I guess, as a contractor for a large company that he fixes their broken, you know, electronics.
Yeah.
But he's a very, very bright guy, and he's a great faculty member.
One of your model students.
Oh, absolutely, because.
Love to ask questions and learn from it. I remember, wasn't something okay?
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
He's raising
great.
A cow.
He's great because
like that,
what he did. Yeah, he wanted to buy cows. He wanted to buy land. He wanted to buy a farm. And so he asked me, you know, like a million questions.
Oh yeah.
And I respond to every one. And the thing that makes him a model student and/slash instructor is he listens to what we say, and then he does it. And and so he, you know, he actually, he's not like an armchair preparedness person. He actually is right out there doing it. So my hat off to Arjun.
Yeah,
he would be the billboard guy for a guy that came to this country, learned the language, has to slosh through all of the rules, the regulations, the terminology, the crime, the corruption, all of those things, plus learn how to do things he's never done before, and he's doing it, and buying a house and then renovating it, from top to bottom, siding, roofing, electrical, plumbing, appliances, kitchen cabinets, flooring, walls, doors, windows, all of it.
Yep.
So
I remember all
my head goes off
to called in for help. Anyway, going back to
and there's never a short answer with.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Going back to
okay, so here's an interesting thing. I bought. Yeah, so speaking of generator noise, I have dissected four recent model generators. Not like maybe made within the last 10, 15 years. Three of them are Generac. One of them is a Briggs & Stratton. And there is a quality difference. There absolutely, positively is. And so as I was looking through some of these videos. one of them brought up the point that you mentioned, and that is that, you know, a manual transfer switch versus an automatic transfer switch. So, class, we're talking about a whole house generator here, and an automatic transfer switch will monitor the AC current coming into your house, and if it stops for, let's say, 10 seconds, the switch says, okay, let's fire up the generator. The generator starts, and then after the generator has an initial very short warm-up period or partial warm-up period of maybe 10 seconds, the transfer switch disengages the utility that was not, you know, working and engages the generator. So that's really great, except for the amount of fuel you're going to use, because it's automatic and it decides and has no concern about the price of propane, has no concern about noise, has no concern about anything, ice and snow, clogged air vents, until something goes wrong. And what happened was this one guy was saying what you said. Make sure that you don't have an ice buildup from the moisture inside the box clinging to the screen that prevents leaves and insects from going into the generator box and causing problems. And one of the problems is that the ice from the moisture of the weekly startup for and running for, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes causes so much moisture in the crankcase that in really cold weather, like we're going to have in the next day or two, or you have now in Canada, the ice will prevent pressure from releasing from the engine. And when that happens, it blows the dipstick out of the dipstick tube, and it blows the oil all over the generator, engine, generator, motor itself, and can cause the engine to fail. It's a real big problem, this automatic stuff. So, did you want to address that in a little bit more detail, Frank?
Yeah, and Ben, for that reason, there's so many what we call heat pads that Generac will provide for you to wrap around here and wrap around there. It kind of is a bit of a fiasco. One good thing about the Generac, which is good and bad, is that if perchance the unit didn't start off almost right away within the desired time, then it would shut itself off. But then there you go. Like, there you have a generator for backup, but it's not running. So, yeah, no, it's one of those things.
There's a heat pad.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in a cold climate, like Frank does in northern Canada, the battery, here's what happens with a 12-volt automotive battery. It produces its maximum amount of current when you're happy. So if you're happy, like it's 70 degrees, nice weather out, the battery's happiest. If it gets colder, it doesn't like to move as fast, just like we don't like to move really fast when we're freezing cold. So if you're in the winter and it's, oh, let's say 15, 20 degrees, 30 degrees outside Fahrenheit, that battery is at probably about its lowest current carrying capacity. So it does not have the capacity to, it does not have its maximum capacity to start an engine. At the same time, the oil in the engine is really thick because it's cold, and it doesn't want to move. So you have a vehicle that's really hard to start, just like a car, starting a car in the freezing cold. Same exact thing. So what Generac does is they provide, and other companies, a heat pad that sits under the battery, and it keeps it warm. But that thing eats watts. You know,
exactly.
That thing is always drawing current just to keep the battery warm, just in case.
Just in case.
The generator needs to start or the generator needs to exercise. More wasted current. Yep. And so, Frank, when we come back, I want to tell you a story about the fourth generator and what I found with it. A $14 problem.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada. And we're talking about generators. And that's kind of an interesting story, class. So I bought a fourth generator from a guy who sells and services and installs and repairs and so forth, generators. And he said that this one was not producing voltage. And it could be a regulator or it could be something else. So I bought it. I said, so how's the engine? He said, the engine's, you know, just smooth. So I got it home, hooked it up to I bought this long, about a 25-foot propane hose. And I hooked it up to it, and sparks were flying out of the engine, out of the oil cooler for this air-cooled engine. And it was making noise. So it was not exactly as he said. It was not a smooth-running engine. So what would cause sparks to fly out of the cooling area of an air-cooled engine? And typically, I thought, you know, some loose nuts and bolts and screws on this thing. I thought, okay, so he dropped one in. It got inhaled by the air intake of the flywheel and it's spinning around. It's lodged somewhere by the magneto and, you know, it's grinding it off. It's like, it looked like a welder sparks, literally. And so I called him and he said, no, he didn't know what to do. So he gave me a partial refund. A couple hundred dollars back, which was very nice. And I was expecting a good running engine. Here's what it is. It's not anything like one might think. Now, what happened with this generator, and this could happen to you, class, this is why I'm teaching you this. It would start up, it would grind, and then it would shut off in a few seconds, maybe 3-4 seconds, over and over and over again. What was happening is the brushes on the generator head failed and confused one of the electronic modules and told the starter to keep engaging. So while the engine was running, the starter was trying to turn the engine, and it was grinding off parts of the starter gear, which flew out of the oil cooler. So it looked like it was something completely different from what it was. So it kind of ground up the starter a little bit, but the flywheel's good, so it needs a starter. And the whole cause of this whole thing was a set of $14 brushes. That's it. That's it.
There you go.
It's a great lesson.
Yeah.
And now this is this of the generators I bought. One of them was perfect. That was a liquid cooled 4-cylinder, 2.2 kilowatt Generac. Another one was a GE, which I really love, 20 kilowatts. Another one is an 8.5 kilowatt Generac, and the other one was a 16 kilowatt Generac. And what I found with the 16 kilowatt Generac, that wouldn't start. And the customer wanted a new one because it wouldn't start. That was a maybe a $10 relay, literally. Literally. And you could access that by removing a little plate with, you know, two screws. No kidding. But I had to figure out exactly which relay it was, and it took me a little bit of time to figure that out. But $12, and the guy bought a new one, and he bought a new one, and he's happy with it because he got a warranty with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what good is the warranty if the person that services them can't fix them? The other thing is this 8.5 kilowatt generator I bought. I love it. I think it's wonderful. It's a slightly older model, probably 15 years old, made better. But to get to these brushes, you have to take the whole cabinet off, or most of the cabinet, which is, you know, and you don't want to do that on your hands and knees. You really want to lift the generator up, and that's what I did. I lifted it up 3 feet, and I worked on it.
Wow.
So I had to learn how to do this, but it was a real simple problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what, Frank, here is my whole question about this. I have two questions. One, have you ever experienced anything like this? And the other question is, I'm coming after the expert, meaning I'm working on this after the expert worked on it and gave up. Does that happen to you, too, where another expert works on it and then Frank shows up and fixes the problem?
For the record, Vince, I don't really repair them. I'm more into the gas part of the mm-hmm. installation.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, we have one or two that what they call themselves authorized dealers for Generac.
Mm-hmm.
I am not an authorized dealer. They kind of, most of the people up here that do generator installation obviously don't have their gas license. And
it's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the season, for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us in Canada. So, Frank, the question is, do you come after other technicians and solve problems that they didn't seem to be able to figure out?
No, I don't. To your surprise, as I was saying, I'm more of the gas guy. I get contracted to install the gas line to these units, which is very funny because at the beginning of the class you say, you know, arching generator, making noise. Even the people that buy generators don't want them around their house. So I'm forever doing like 200 feet of gas line. They don't hear the noise. Thank God that up here, there's a lot of land that they're not going to disturb another neighbor. But and I admire you because I, many years listening to our class as a student, you didn't talk much about generators, but all of a sudden you're actually getting into it and learning. That's very good for you.
Well, you know, I want to know about everything. I really do. And I make it, you know, instead of going to Disney and Six Flags and, you know, going out to eat and those kinds of things, I'm turning screwdrivers and ratchets and wrenches and, you know, those kinds of things. And, you know, doing a lot of reading.
Yeah.
But, you know, something told me, an inner voice told me that I need to absolutely positively make sure that we have power generation equipment going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that I need to make sure that it was reliable and dependable. So, I'm looking at these generators and, you know, I could just pick one and, you know, go to the big box store. You know, if I had the money, I could just go buy one and hook it up. But I want to make sure it's one that is durable and that will last, and that's one of the things that people don't seem, as I read these forums, people don't seem to think about the durability, the longevity of this equipment, and the availability of parts, and they don't seem to think that through. They just seem to, they saw a commercial for, you know, Generac because it's 80% of the market. They saw a commercial and that's the one they want. People assume that the number of times they see a commercial that seems to reinforce in their mind bigger company, better product, better support, better, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily true.
No.
For example, our son was working on a Mercedes, and it was an SL 500, so a V8, a little sports car, and it has a hydraulic suspension system, and Mercedes discontinued the hydraulic hoses that are frequently rupturing, so people now have these $90,000 Mercedes cars when they were new. But they can't be fixed because people can't get the hydraulic hoses from Mercedes. So you have to have them made at a custom hydraulic shop, and they don't know about that. So they're selling a $90,000 new car after it's maybe 15 years old for $3,000 or $4,000 because they can't fix it.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's very sad.
Very sad. And
so. I wanted to share that thing about the generator brushes. So this caused confusion within the control module that engaged the starter. So who would think that part of the generating the AC voltage would cause the starter to engage and not release? I mean, who would think of that?
Vince.
But this is where we are. Well, it's one of the things I don't do is I don't give up. I really don't. And one of my early teachers used the term stick-to-itiveness. It's not a word, but I guess it became a word. And it means staying with it, stick-to-itiveness. Mm-hmm. So you need to have stick-to-itiveness, and that's what I learned in third and fourth grade. You know, stay with it. And so that's what I do. And even when I was in school, and I had a class that was really, really tough for me. And it looked like, you know, the instructor was lousy. I was having a tough time with it. I couldn't really understand the material very easily. I stuck with it, and my grade suffered. Rather than what most people would do is they'd drop out of that class so they wouldn't get a lower grade than they would like. They would just drop out. And so in terms of grades, you know, there are other people who got much higher grades than I did. However, they did it by working the system. Mm-hmm. You know, get a class that's too hard, so you drop the class. Mm-hmm. I'd get in the class and I'd stay with it because mm-hmm. of the stick-to-itiveness that I was taught. And I guess it has served me well in the long term because even though it's hard mm-hmm. And brutal, and even though my grade wasn't as good in that particular class as I'd like, I stuck with it. So I guess there's a lesson in that too, class.
Well, it is a lesson. And I mean, I don't know if you're ever a teacher at the college level because I did. And
yeah,
I thought that I've always found it was mm-hmm. never, well, for my class, like obviously there was exams, tests, and practical things, but I always found that the ones that didn't get that very high mark in class, because see, they could memorize a good thing, were not the best technicians. It was always those that were struggling and stuck to it that today, about 3 or 4 or 5 of my students have absolutely good stores, like appliance stores. Let's put it this way: they're very successful in the career that they choose, that be in the appliance repair business. So this thing with stickiness and learning how to, it just makes you learn. And when you don't have, I don't want to say the brain power. Some people just like to have, yeah, I believe in photographic memories. I mean, they would get 90 on a test I would give. But when it came to the practical part of it, kind of fell flat in their faces, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And to answer your question, yes, I have taught. I've taught every grade from kindergarten through elementary school, middle
wow.
school, high school, and college, up to master's degree in college. I've taught
wow,
master's
that's
degree.
Great.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun. I loved teaching, and the grade really didn't matter. But one of the things that was really enjoyable about teaching was teaching people who wanted to learn. Now, who are those people? Well, those are people who are in community colleges to a great degree because they don't have to be there. There is no law that says they have to go there. They want to be there, generally speaking. People who want to be nurses, people who want to be medical assistants, technicians, people who want to be in the mechanics field, the engineering field, the light architectural, those kinds of fields. They want to be there. And when I taught, I taught at a community college as well. And it was wonderful because my students were in my class because they wanted, this is in the early 90s, they wanted to be there because they wanted to automate their businesses. They wanted to learn how to computerize their own little startup company, including one guy had an egg business. He was an egg farmer. And it's a brutal, brutal business because his numbers were down to the 100th of a cent. And that's how razor thin his margin was as an egg farmer or a chicken farmer. And so, you know, we taught spreadsheets, databases, you know, those kinds of things. And it was wonderful working with students who wanted to be there. And it wasn't the biggest class. I mean, maybe, you know, 20-something students in each one of those classes. And just like USA Prepares, it's not the biggest in radio. But the people who are in class want to be here. They really want to be here. And I believe that if you stood one of our students next to someone who listens to political talk radio and you had them actually take a test with knowledge based on survival and living and everyday experiences, our students would blow the doors off the ones who study you know, what's happening politically. Now, our students do that as well, they also study how to do things.
As I said, I've learned so many things from as a student from U.S. class. I mean, I can't. If I told you files and little, and I put them alphabetical order and so on and so forth, I mean, it's because it's something that nobody thought about it, but you did, and now you can keep on growing with that knowledge that you have. So.
Well, we all can.
Yeah.
Now, here's a little 5-minute university, maybe a 30-second lesson class. We have found that with automotive equipment, like cars and trucks that come in, the newer models, and I'm talking within the last 10 or 15 years, they may say that they hold 5 quarts of oil. When we put 5 quarts of oil in them, start them up, you know, pre-fill the oil filter, start the engine, let it drain for several minutes, and then recheck the oil level with the dipstick, it needs another half a quart. And it's almost universal that they need about a half a quart more than the owner's manual says they need. Mm-hmm. That's what we have found.
Wow.
It's almost universal, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the dipstick, the guys that make the dipstick, make them too short, or, and, you know, we're overfilling them, or whether the guys who are trying to read the engineering handwritten notes, 5.5, and they said, no, it's 5, that's close enough, we'll just put 5 in the owner's manual. I don't know exactly why it is, but that's what we're finding. Or maybe the people who bottled the oil, you know, the refineries that bottle the oil, maybe they're putting less oil in a quart bottle than a quart. So it could be any of those things. What it is, I'm not sure, but it seems like it takes more oil than the owner's manual says. So just a thought. And you don't want to be overfull because you'll ruin the engine. Because that'd be like turning the engine oil into foam. And foam has air bubbles, and air bubbles don't lubricate at all. So you don't want your oil to be turning into foam by threshing around in the crankcase, but you don't want to have too little oil because then you lose the quantity of heat absorption, which is one of the things that oil does. It absorbs the heat and transfers it to the engine block. So I guess that's a little more than 1 minute, but that's not.
No, it's fine. And then you've touched on two very important points that we were going to discuss it in syllabus, and practical things for our students. And we can start with the oil part, because there's two things that I think our students should not be afraid to do around the generator, if, you know, and that is making sure the oil level and the battery, and two things that you touched on. My question will be to you, do you believe in synthetic oil for a generator, or because you could buy it very expensive, and I have no idea why they call it Generex original oil for generators. But my feeling is you probably could do very well with simply synthetic oil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have some thoughts on that. And when we come back, I'll share those thoughts. And I've talked to Generac, and I've talked to Briggs & Stratton, and I've talked to Delta about what...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. And Frank repairs appliances. He's a certified technician. He lives in Canada in kind of a remote area. And he's quite expert. He's an expert in gas. Gas delivery systems, gas plumbing, and those kinds of things.
Well, I'm I happen to have, I do appliances for sure, certified. I'm an HVAC, which heating air condition contractor, and obviously work in a number of generators. And it's been a fun time in discussing with you with generators. And when going back to before the commercials, like this thing of synthetic oil always bothers me. I don't know if our students feel the same way, because synthetic, you think it's no good. Synthetic oil, like, it's taking me so much strength and power in my mind to realize that synthetic oil is actually a good oil. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely true. And I am a believer in synthetic oil. Yes, I am. And here's some caveats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do a short lesson on engine oil, here's what I found over my 72 years of experience. If an engine has been running on conventional oil all its life and it develops a seep, let's say the rear main seal of the engine drips, or the front main seal, or even the valve covers. If you have that and you switch to synthetic oil after you've been running all its life on conventional oil, that little seep will become a gusher. It will, because synthetic oil is more slippery. It really is. So instead of the oil having a hard time getting out of the rear main seal of the crankshaft of the engine, or the front main seal of the valve covers, it finds it's so slippery it'll leak. It'll become a gusher, as I said. So I would not recommend switching in that case. But if you have a relatively new engine that has been broken in on conventional oil, then I would switch it to synthetic oil. And most manufacturers will, they have a break-in period, and they recommend a specific oil for break-in. And they don't recommend, generally speaking, synthetic oil for break-in because it's so darn slippery. The parts don't wear in very well. So once they do wear in, then what you want to do is switch to synthetic oil. And so are they all the same? No, they're not all the same. So when we change oil, we literally look at the manufacturer's specifications for the additive package. We look down at the elemental specifications, how many parts per million of boron and zinc and phosphorus and
so forth.
And because some of those additives or those elements will remove heat, some will increase lubricity, and some are detergents. So you want detergent in your oil to scrub away, just like if you're doing dishes in the kitchen sink. That's why you use a detergent to loosen the hold that the dirt particles have on the plates and the silverware. So you want the detergent. You want the heat removing additives to transfer the heat from the piston rings and from the wrist pins and the bearings and to the block, so the block can transfer it to the coolant, so the coolant can transfer it to the radiator, and the radiator can dump it outside the car, so through the air. So you want a really good additive package. Mobil 1, I really like across the board. Now Mobil 1 has a specific oil for European vehicles, and it's called the European formula. So when we service Mercedes-Benz vehicles and BMWs and other German vehicles, we use the European formula because that's the additive package that the European vehicles wants. That works great. And for American cars, you can get the 5W30, which would be the traditional viscosity range for current production vehicles. And I like that. But for the, and this is, and don't believe me, class. Don't believe a word I say.
But I believe you.
Okay. I like the 0W40 in the Mercedes, and I like it in the air-cooled generator engines. And I like it in the liquid-cooled generator engines. Now, does it cost a little bit more? It'll probably cost you about $8 more than the cheap oil. So let's think about this. Would you spend $8 more? That's for 5 quarts. Would you spend $8 more for 5 quarts? And if you're going to use 2 quarts per oil change, which would be $4, per oil change, would you spend that to get, top-of-the-line oil? I suggest you consider doing that. That's what we do. And I have never, since 1985, I've been working with Mobil 1 oil. I have never had a single engine failure relating to lubricity or oil. Not one. And I'm talking engines with, let's say, 400,000 miles, 300,000 miles, 250,000 miles, not one engine-related failure. However, coming into the shop from other shops, we see all kinds of engine-related failures, catastrophic failures. And that relates to oil and oil filters. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.